A conversation with Randy Dickut, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at Farmers National Company, about the influence of farm income levels on the sale of agricultural land. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
Farm income levels are projected to be down. Is that going to create the need for farmers and ranchers to sell off an asset more than the little bit that's been over the last few years? Will we see an increase in that, which means a little more land on the market for sale? Then finally, with that, because of that supply-demand equilibrium, which has supported the land values, at what point, if we see more sales or people just deciding they want to sell now or those financially caused ones, is there enough demand and buying interest to absorb more land for sale? I'm not saying we're going to see a lot of financially caused sales. I think we'll see a little increase, but most places it'll vary by area. But there's demand right now for land, but will there continue to be the capital out there to make those future purchases?
When you say there's demand for land right now, who is demanding?
Farmers and ranchers are still the main buyers, definitely. They always are and will be, but it will vary some. Typically, 70 to 80% of the ag land that comes up for sale is purchased by farmers and ranchers.
Randy says right now there are enough buyers at most sales to bid up the price to a good level for the seller. David Sparks, aginfo.net.